Professor Patrick McGovern is into beer and wine. What's curious here are the vintages that he's into. You see, McGovern is scientific director of the Biomolecular Archaeology Laboratory for Cuisine, Fermented Beverages, and Health at the University of Pennsylvania Museum in Philadelphia. And all that is to say that this man likes to turn up old beverages. His idea of a great beer is usually something that comes from an ancient tomb. He's written Uncorking the Past. Patrick, it's good to have you with us.
Well, I'm very glad to be with you, Lynn.
Well, I understand that you found a connection between beer and King Midas, he of the Golden Touch. So what's the story here?
Well, the basic story is that the University of Pennsylvania Museum excavated a tomb in central Turkey back in 1957. It was at the site of Gordian. You've heard of the Gordian Knot.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was cut by Alexander the Great, and he became ruler of all of Asia. Well, this is the capital city of the Phrygians, and the most visible feature at the site is a large mound that covers a tomb that is very wonderfully appointed with the largest Iron Age drinking set that's ever been found, for example.
Huh.
And it is of a period in which Midas, there was a real King Midas, might have lived and been buried in, or his father, Gordius. And so there was a funerary feast that was held at the burial of the king, and then the leftovers in the drinking set, for example, were deposited with the king in the tomb. And they were sitting in the Pennsylvania University of Pennsylvania Museum for the last 40 years or whatever, until somebody suggested I, you know, get involved in doing an analysis of those residues. And it was one of the easiest excavations I was ever on. I just had to walk up two flights of stairs, and there were the original residues sitting in the bags that the American excavators had used to collect them back in 1957.
So what did you discover?
Well, then we went to work and were able to focus in on fingerprint or biomarker compounds that tell us what the original natural products were that went into the beverage. And in this case, we could discern compounds that pointed to beeswax that was present there. And where you have beeswax, that is a good sign that you originally had honey, because you never can totally filter out all the beeswax. And then there was a compound called tartaric acid, which is found in large amounts in the Middle East only in grape. And then there were compounds that pointed to barley. So we had a combination of barley beer, honey mead, and grape wine.
Wow.
So this is like mixing together everything, you know, the kitchen sink sort of.
Right.
And so we were very interested in, you know, whether this was even palatable. And what we planned to do, and which we did do ultimately in the year 2000, was to have a whole recreation of the ancient funerary feast for Midas or his father. And the tomb itself is dated about 750 to 700 BC, in that range.
Uh-huh.
So 2,700 years ago, they had this, you know, fantastic funerary feast, and we wanted to recreate that. So each year, we had a tasting with Michael Jackson. Now, this is not the entertainer, but the...
No, the famous beer authority.
The famous beer, Scotch authority. He would come here for a tasting at the Penn Museum, and a lot of microbrewers would come along as well to show off their wares, and I explained that we'd come up with this very strange beverage, and if any microbrewers wanted to get more details, they could come to my laboratory the next morning at 9 o'clock, which, you know, for a bunch of microbrewers who've been up all night, that might be expecting a little too much, but the next morning there were like 25 microbrewers on the doorstep to my laboratory, and they all went back to their breweries, started churning out all these strange concoctions.
So which one won?
Well, ultimately, Sam Calagione of Dogfish Head Brewery, which I was already somewhat predisposed to because I just by chance had his Shelter Pale Ale, and I was really amazed at how aromatic and, you know, almost like a wine some of his beers were. And so I suggested to him that for the bittering agent, maybe try saffron, because hops were not something that were available until much
right,
later
right.
in Northern Europe. And, he was willing to try that. And it turned out to be, a fantastically aromatic beverage. The only problem is that saffron happens to be the most expensive spice in the world. So
Right. This
turned out to be the most expensive beer that he'd ever made.
Yeah, and this is the King Midas beer, right?
Yeah, and this then ultimately became the Midas Touch, which appropriately enough went on to win many gold medals with a golden touch.
I love it. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, I'm very happy to have done that. Enjoy your next beverage, whatever it might be.
Thank you.
Patrick McGovern is author of Uncorking the Past.